Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Vav Amud Beis. We were just speaking about how the psak of Rabbi Yochanan could be like Rabbi Yossi, right? If there was a Stam Mishnah beforehand, so we said maybe it's not a Stam Mishnah because there's a Machlokas right next to it, and the like. Okay, so now we're up to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a couple lines up from the bottom. Kol Makom Shoshana Stam Mishnah is Drabanan. Rabbi Yochanan said whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, so we could assume it's the Shita of the Rabbim. It's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Achi Yifaresh Lo, we're going to go with Rabbo. Until your Rebbe, right, your Mesorah tells you otherwise. Meaning if you have a Mesorah that it is a Shita of Adas Yachid, so then you have that Mesorah. But otherwise, if you don't have that Mesorah, then you can assume it's the Rabbim, and that's why most of the time we paskin like that Shita. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Stam Mishnah is the Rabbanan, unless you know otherwise. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud brother-in-law says, Omer, call Stam Mishnayis Rabbi Meir. All Stam Mishnayis are like Rabbi Meir, Achi Yifarish Lo Rabbo, unless your Rav says otherwise. So it sounds like two different things. Rabbi Yochanan says, every Stam Mishnah is the Shita of the Rabbanan, which is Rabbim. Rish Lakish says, no, it's Rabbi Meir. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kumi, Rabbi Yossi, Lo de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Palak. Rish Lakish is not really arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, it's just that he did the research. Duchami Rov Stam Mishnayas to Rabbi Meir. Most Stam Mishnayas, he did the research, was like Rabbi Meir. That's why he did it. Meaning, it makes sense to say Stam Mishnah is like the Rabbim, but as the Karban Eda says on top, Shehu Ra, Sherov Stam Mishnah is asking the Kribi Meir. Lakach Sover the Klalahu. Right, he didn't have a Mesorah that it was different, but just based on the research that he did, seems to be that that's what is the case. Remember the Bavli in Sanhedrin on Daf Pevav, that's where the Bavli has the Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, but in a larger context. That's where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again. Interesting that it's B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. We just had Rish Lakish that said Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. But this is the name of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemya. Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon. Vikulhu Alibud Rabbi Akiva. Right, these are all the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, the basis of Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, all of these. It all comes from Rabbi Akiva. He's the Rebbe. Right, and all stams in everything, in all of the sources of the Tanoim, Mishnah, Tosefta, Sifra, Sifri, that's all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So part of that is Stam Sifra Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and that's what it says here as well. Rabbi Akiva was Zoche. Rabbi Akiva, who didn't know Aleph Beis until he was 40, was Zoche to be the one that saved and continued the transmission of Torah Shebal Peh. Says the Gemara, so Rabbi Zira boy Kumi Rabbi Mana. When we say, right, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That it's always like the Rabbanan, it's always Stam Mishnah like the Rabbanan, unless your Rav told you a Mesorah otherwise. So what does that mean? Your Rav said otherwise? Rabbi Yerbay Kumi Rabbi Mana, Hey Deinu Rabba, which Rebbe told you otherwise? Rabba de Masnisa, Rabba de Upana. So quite the way that Karban Eda reads this is it your personal Rebbe, right, told you otherwise? Or you found a Tosefta or a Brisa that says explicitly otherwise. Which one is it? The way Rav Chaim Kanievsky reads this is, do you have to have a Mesorah for it or can you say it Misvara? Or that's how he reads this line, right? Masnisa is text or Ulfana, you know, just Svara, how you learn it, right? Which one? Afilu Amar Ki Rabo Misvara, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So which one? So we're going to go, let's go with the Karban Eda shot, right? Is it that you have to have your Rebbe told you, or you have to find the text. So the Gemara says, well, what do we have on yesterday's daf? Yesterday's daf seems to tell us you have to have the text. Les Milsa de Belazar, Amar Rabba de Mastisa. Yesterday we had Rabbi Lazar. Remember, Rabbi Lazar was very upset. How could we, my Rebbe, paskin like Rabbi Yossi? It's a Stam Mishnah. Until he found a Brisa that says explicitly it's only Rabbi Meir Shita. And only went, why didn't he just ask him? What did he had to find a Brisa? So that's what it says. Katshama, the Tani, the Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Meir, when he heard that Rabbi Chiya said it in the name of Rabbi Meir, Omar, that's when he said, Yo'u Saba, right, appropriate is my Rabbi, Yada Pirki Garmei. So he changed the Girsa also, right? Now I understand, meaning he paskin like Rabbi Yossi because the Tanakama was really only Rabbi Meir, wasn't a Rabbin. So you see from that whole story that Rabbi Lazar was not consoled until he found the text. Nomar Ulfan, so why wouldn't we say, let him learn Kabbal Min Rabbi de Masnisa? Why didn't he just trust Rabbi Yochanan that he said it himself? answer. Kachama, the Tani, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Meir. Only once he had the Tana, when he had the explicit text in the name of Rabbi Meir, that's when he trusted, and that's when he was accepting. Okay. Period. So we had back in the Mishnah, the Zmani Havchana, right? We had the back in the Mishnah a couple of days ago, that you have to wait 3 months in order to know this, to separate the marriages. Hacholetzes mona mishas misa. If a woman does chalitza, the 3 months start from the time that her husband died, not from the time she did chalitza. Right? She does chalitza our minhag is to do chalitza 3 months later, right? Not during the time. We spoke earlier. If you do chalitza during, b'chadchili, you should do it again, right? After the 3 months. And if you didn't, you got married, it's, but the evidence, okay. But the chalitza goes from the 3 months start counting from shas misa. Hayotza baget, we just referred to this a few days ago. I quoted the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel from Gittin. We're going to have it here too. Hayotza baget, mona mishas nesina zaget, gita. And if somebody's divorced, you go by the giving of the get, not the writing of the get. Rabbi Chanina amar mishas nesina gita. Rabbi Yochanan amar mishas ksiva. You go by ksiva zaget. We spoke about this. Rav Shmuel, Rav Ker Rabbi Chanina, Shmuel Amar Ker Rabbi Yochanan. So Machlokas, whether you go by giving of the get, which you might say is the pashas, or the writing of the get. The writing of the get. We said already, there's no plug. If you know for sure there was no biadon, so why should the ksiva of the get? So remember we said the lumdus, that ksiva saget might be already a breaking down of the ishus itself. There are rayas to that. But that's that was the machlokas. Masav Shmuel or Rav. So Shmuel asks Rav. Rav who says that you go by Nesina. Al daitech bat omer mishas Nesina. Why? Shmuel asks Rav. Why do you go from Shas Nesina? Why do you go from Shas Ksiva? It must be that you're worried about a yichud problem in between. Is that what you're worried? Mishumat choshesh. What are you worried about? Why do you say that you don't go from Shas Ksiva? Mishum shenes yachta beintayim. Because there might have been a yichud after the Ksiva. Before the Nesina, and therefore you can't go from the 3 months from before because that's not going to help you. So is that what you're worried about? But if that's true, if you're really worried about a yichud issue after the ksiva, v'nechesh lo get yashan. So we know from Maseches Gittin there's something called the get yashan, that if a man gives a if there's a get and then there's yichud after the get, so then that's a get yashan and it's puzzle, right? It's puzzle. It's not just that you shouldn't use it, but you're not allowed to even use it. So here, says Rav to Shmuel, says Shmuel to Rav, if you're worried about a yichud issue, so it sounds like after 3 months you'd be able to use this get, but it's a puzzle get. You shouldn't be able to use it at all, right? That's the carbon eda. V'nechash lola get yashon v'havi le get puzzle, v'teyasur la olam. She should never be able to use this get, right? The Chaim Kurnievsky quotes, Beishamei Omer and Poter also the Mishket Yashan. Beisil Ostrin. Beisil says now the use of Get Yashan. What's a Get Yashan? We have Yichud after the Ksiva, right? You have Yichud after the Ksiva, right? So that's a puzzle Get, right? And again, you might say based on what we said last time, a few days ago, when we spoke about how the Ksivas Haget is the beginning of the divorce. It's Hafkas Mixas Ishus. So then there might be Lumdus of Get Yashan, meaning if you're already in the process of divorce. Then it's not just the yichud in between that conceptually that breaks the process. And that's why it's puzzle. Because if you're already in the process and then there's yichud and then there could be bia, so then the whole, there's a break between the ksiva and the nesina. So that question is not answered, but meanwhile we ask the other way. You say he goes by shas ksiva. And what about this case? What if a man has two wives and he's had enough with marriage? So he wrote a get for each of his wives. One's written a few months before the other one. But then, he gives them the get the same day. According to you, who say you go by ksiva, so here, even though the get were given the same day, to this one, you're gonna aser within 3 months because it already started at the time of the ksiva. Right, it was given the same day. People are gonna think it's a joke. Right, the language of the carbon eda. Vidamya mili drabana kachucha betlula. People are going to think it's a joke, right? They got divorced the same day, and then one of them you're allowed to get married in 2 weeks, and the other one in 3 months. So ksiva is a problem. Okay, so we have these questions that are not answered. But his answer would be that no. Okay, you go by ksiva. Min dahavi most v'rav l'shmuel heisav Rabbi Chanina l'Rabbi Yochanan. The same question. Ravi Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina l'Rabbi Yochanan. Man dahavi Rabbi Yochanan most Rabbi Chanina heisav Shmuel l'Rav. Ve'alacha. Mona l'get mishas ksiva. The halacha is, you go from shas ksiva, v'im lo nis yachid ima. If there was no yichud. Because then it would be a get yashan. But if there was no yichud, so then it could go by then, and that's the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin, Yud Aleph Yud Tes. The Rambam Menuchas Gerishin Yud Aleph Yud Tes. Paskins that way. Let me just find it. Rambam Gerishin here. Yud Aleph Yud Tes says the Rambam. Umiyom Ksivas Haget Monim Lemigureshes. Afilu Haya Al Tnai. O Shalohigia Liyada. El Alachar Kamishanim. Even if she only gets to get years later. Miyom haksiva monin. Shaharei einam z'yachid imam shukaskula. Because after all, there's no yichud. But as we pointed out a few days ago, if he's in jail, you don't say this. If he's in jail, you don't go by, there was no yichud, and therefore you should start counting earlier, because that's low plug. Here, it's a different type of break. You have to say something like that. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, so what did Rabbi Yossi say in our Mishnah? Right, really, if you want to have another marriage and the first one was only Erison and the second one was only Erison, then you could do that, except for an Almana, because an Almana can't get married within the first month, but 30 days because of Avelus. Avelus. The Kamo Ebol Shloshim Yom. 30 days, that's the minimum. Right after 30 days, then it's all mother. Hada, the same of Benashim, this is only by a woman, an Almana. And Almana has to wait 30 days. Aval ba'anashim, shlosha regalim. Men have to wait longer before they can get remarried. Three holidays. What does that mean? Shlosha regalim? Right? It could be different, times, depending on what you're up to before a yantav. Shlosha regalim. What shlosha regalim? Explains the Gemara elsewhere. If you look in the, Karbana Eda here. Kadesha, why does a man need more? It's harder for a man to forget his wife. Says the Mefarshim, in terms of, you don't want him to be thinking about his previous wife if he's with another woman. Kadesha Tishka Harishona Midaito, Bishashahu Im Hashnia. And he will Kovea Shalosh Regalim, Avavishin Zman Archagas Gimel Regalim Shavin, even though they're not exactly equal, become Akom, Simchas HaRegalim, Misayon Lahashkicha Midaito. The focus on the Yantif will help him, you know, move on. And therefore, by a man, it goes by Shalosh Regalim. By a woman, it's shorter, either because a woman wants to be married more than a man does, right? Tav lametav ten dum, lametav armalo, the Gemara says elsewhere. But that's the difference. B'sheish lo banim, and it says only, he only has to wait if he has kids already. He already fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu. Aval lamein lo banim miyad. If he didn't have kids yet, then right after Shiva. U'b'sheish lo misha yisham shenu, and also only if he has somebody who could help make him dinner. Aval lamein lo misha yisham shenu miyad. If he has nobody, so then also, miyad, right? He doesn't have any daughters-in-law or daughters, the, Gemara said. Bishayin lo banav katanim, and this is only if he has no young children that need a mother. Avalam hayu banav katanim miyad. So again, all of these limitations, that would be allowed. One more story. Kihi, demaisa, shemesa, ishol shol, rabbi tarfon. And if you see, like, to prove that if you have little children, so then it could be earlier, the wife of rabbi tarfon died, he's still in the cemetery burying his wife. And he turns to his wife's sister and says, how about it? Amar la achosa, he kansi vigadli es b'nei achosech. He's worried about the kids, not himself. He says, come, I want you to raise your sister's children, meaning my children. Afal pikein, even though he did that in the cemetery, kansa v'lo ikir, he didn't have bia with her, acha avar la shloshim yom. He didn't like really fully marry her until 30 days after. But after, it has to be delayed. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, he says Erison is okay. It's just Nisuin, maybe based on this story with Rabbi Tarfon. The Rambam writes here at the end of Perek Hay of Avelus. No, it's in Perek Vav. Perek Vav, halacha Hay. Benisuin Ketzad. Aser Lisa Isha Kol Shloshim Yom. A woman in Avelus. Umuta La'aris Afilu B'yom Amisa. Erison is mutter, even Yom Amisa. Umishamesa Ishto, and Farkim Mesa Purviri, Vieshla Mishin Shavshan of Aim Loban and Katanim, all these conditions. Harisa Asalika. Again, Lamaisa, we paskin that if there's going to be a Hefsid Gadol, then we might even allow Nisuin. If you have a whole wedding planned, and this has happened sometimes, right? It could be within a short amount of time. I'm pretty sure my parents married, my grandfather was Niftar. Suddenly, whenever he was ill, and then my parents got married within my mother's shloshim. My mother was in shloshim for her father. Again, because everything is planned, and, I think that's true. But anyway, he says, Erison could be done even on Yom HaMisa, that could take place. There's an interesting discussion I saw in the Sefer Lachaim, the Yerushalayim. Right? One of the Mefarshim in the back here that discusses, we're going to have a Yerushalmi. We're going to have a Yerushalmi a little bit later in Ksubis that says, Boaz married Rus on the day that Boaz's wife died. The day that Boaz's wife died. Ishto shal Boaz Mesa, ba'oso yom, zu yotzev zu nechneses. Vayibi mea katsir. Umishetach haksuvim, dinasa mi b'li lahat de gimel regalim. What do you mean? You got to wait. The day of? How is that possible? Ulafima shakasa, but maybe Mesu Bana, right? The Gemara in the Bavli, Basra Tzadi Aleph, right? All of his children died. Remember he says because he didn't invite, Manoach, to the weddings. Mesu Bana, vayochasuch banim, vizakin mod. He was very old and he had no children. So that overrides. Dahetzorach shi yisham shuoso, vinami misas yibam shiyu mitzvah lo mashahinan. Unless it was a form of yibam. Maybe for that, one wouldn't wait. Okay, interesting discussion of Eshes Boaz. Good, we continue. Says the Mishnah, bringing us back to the third parak. Arba achim nesuin la'arba nashim. Remember these cases? Four brothers, they were married to four women, not related. There were two other brothers, though. Umesu and all the brothers, the four brothers died. Right? So what do you do with their wives? So imratza agadzul shebehem miyabim miskulam or shizbiyado. If the oldest one wants to marry all of them, he can. He's got to be able to support them, as we'll see. But if he wants to do, right, it says, Mitzvah Gadol Yabem, he could give him to all of them. Mishahaya, again, if it's like the Ritva said a couple of weeks ago, with Bizmana Zeh, with another wife, maybe we wouldn't. But we wouldn't say that, Chaim Derbina Gershom. Mishahaya Nasi L'Shein Nashim, next halacha. Can you see a sodos of Yibam? If a man has two wives, two of them, and then they both fall to Yibam, Vames, and he dies, Biyasa O Chalitzasa, Shalachas Mian Poteras Arasa. Right, you only have to do Yibam Chalitza to one woman. The other women get off without anything. Right, the Chiv of Yibam Chalitza is only to one of the women. Next. Haisa Achas, Ksher V'Achas Psula. What if one of the women, a man dies, and he has two women, that two wives that fall to his brother. One of them happened to have been married earlier and was divorced. One of them was a Grusha, and one of them was not. Says the Mishnah, if you're going to do Chalitza to one of them, is there better to do one, you only need one Chalitza? Says the Mishnah, the Grusha already can't marry a Kohen. So just do Chalitza to her. Instead of doing it to the other one, who is still is possible to marry a Kohen. So it's better to do it that way. Haisa achas ksher v'achas psula. Imaya choles choles l'psula. If you do a Chalitza, do it to the psula. Because then you're not causing her any more loss. Right? Says the Gemara, but it's quoted here in the Karban Eidah. V'lo yishpoch adam meboro v'achirim tzrichem lo. Don't pour out the water that other people need. Right, don't, if it's not going to be any sweat off your back, so then just do Chalitza to the Grusha, because you have to do one, and this is, the other woman, can still marry a Kohen. To do Yibam, he can do Yibam to either of them. Period. Arba Achim, Me'achim, V'chulu Dolma, story, Tzlas Asar Achin Havien, wow. 13 brothers, Umeisen Shrei Asar Delobanin. 12 of the brothers, they must have been on like a boat or something. 12 of the brothers died without children. Asyun bayid misya makume Rebbe. They all came to Rebbe. They said, Rebbe, we want to have Yibam done. This is the 13th brother. Amar le Rebbe, Ezel Yabim. So Rebbe says to the guy, do Yibam. Amar le, les b'chayli. I can't support 12 women. I can't do Yibam for that. Les b'chayli, it's not in my strength. Right? Ein biyadi lefarnes kulam, the Mefarshim explained. The Heim Omros, they say, don't worry about it. We'll each take a month to support. We'll each work for a month, and during that month, we'll support everybody. We'll each take a month. We have 12 of us, so we'll each take a month, so it's okay. They just wanted to be married. Omar, uman zayinahu yarcha dibura, and what about if it's a shana muberes? Right, what if it's about 13th month? What do you do for that one? Omar Rebbe, ana zaynina, yarcha dibura. This is a gadol b'Yisrael. Rebbe says, I'll take care of the 13th month. I'll find funds to support the 13th month. But Sali Aleon, and what did Rebbe do? He davened for them. That's amazing. This is a musser. Right? After a Bezdin nowadays we just do Chalitza in the Ashkenazic world, but in the days when Yibam was done, the Dayan should daven for that. Okay. Yokum al Shem Achiv. By daven. Va'azlanon, and they left. What happens? Basar Tlashnin, after 3 years, Asun, Ti'inan, Tlasin, Vatshisa, Meyunukin, they came to Rebbe, it was a Shana Muberes. It was the 13th month, and they came with 36 kids. They all had kids. They came with 36 kids. Asun, Vakamnun, Lahun. Kume Darsa the Rebbe. They stood by the gate of Rebbe. Salkun Va'amrle. And they went up and it was told to Rebbe, Laram, below, Karya Dimenukin. It's a whole city of kids. Born Mishal Bishlomcha. They want to ask you something. They want to see Mashlomcha. Odek Rebbe Minkavsa. Rebbe looked out, peeked out the window. Vachavsa, he saw them. Amrlon, he says, Ma'as Keichon, who are you? Now, what's going on here? Amrin Lay, they said, Anan Bayin Taysinlon, Hu Yarchadi Bura. We need you to help out for the 13th month. Maybe it clicks then. He's like, oh. The Yavlon Hu Yarchadi Bura. And he did. He supported them for that month with all these children. The second L'chaim B'Yerushalayim in today's daf. There's two of them. The second one says, why did he dafka pick that month? Why didn't he pick like Adu Cheshvan? Or just to make it easier, like that month, the 13th Mira, which is easier because there's always an extra Adar. So he says maybe Adar is special for Tztaka. Right? Yeah, Yitabo Adar, remember that Gemara in Maseches Beitza? What about Tishrei and Nisan? It's probably a lot more expensive for Yantif. Tishrei and Nisan. Or everybody gave the same amount. Right? Or they made it up. We don't know exactly how it worked. Right? If it was more for 1 month than the other month. Okay. Interesting story. Here. Ksiv, once we're talking about a lot of kids being born, right, they came with 36 kids, right, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, remember the case in Shmuel Beis, when David Melech wanted to bring the Aron back to Yerushalayim, he tried, but then Peretz Uzzah, right, the tragedy happened, Uzzah was shot down, David's like, okay, I'm not taking it. And he left it in the Beis Oved Edom, Hagiti. He left it in this house. And he was there for 3 months, and then David heard there was tremendous bracha in the house. So he's like, okay, I guess it's time to take it back. And that's when he went back and he brought it up with the parade going up to Yerushalayim. But it was in Beis Oved Edom Agiti. What was the bracha there? The Pasuk says there in Shmuel Beis, Vayavarach Hashem is Oved Edom Ves Kol Beiso. Right? He blessed the whole house. Blessed the whole house. Back, the Gemara says, Vayeshev Aaron Hashem Beis Oved Edom Agiti. The Aaron went to that house. Shlosha Chadashim. Vayavarach Hashem and Hashem blessed. But man, Birchu, what kind of bracha? Bebanim. He had a lot of kids. All of his children, his daughters-in-law, they all had a lot of kids. That was the bracha that Dov is like, oh, I guess there's a bracha now. Hadu dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, kol elep. This is the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which is parallel to the stories in Shmuel. Kol elep mibnei oved adom, hema uvenehem va'acheyem ish chayel b'koach la'avoda shishim vishnayim. 62. Shishim vishnayim la'oved adom. He had 62 in this 3 month period. Like, how do you have so many kids? Right? It was 3 months and 62 progeny. So what's going on here? So the Pasuk had said that he had 8 daughters-in-law. So to have his kol chada minhon, yolda treva kol yarcha. Each of his daughters-in-law had 2 kids each month. 2 kids each month. It was a nace. Hokay said how? Tmeya shiva vatara shiva. The yoldas. Right? She was tummy for a week. Right? Because that's the tumas leida for a boy. And then Tahar, and then somehow she was able to have a baby right after that. So every 2 weeks, each one of these had a baby. Shiva the Yaldas. Tamea Shiva, Vitara, Shiva the Yaldas. Shis Asala called Yera. So for every month, there were 16 altogether. There were 8 daughters-in-law. They each had 2 kids each month. Said 16. So we're up to 16. 16 kids each month, but 3 months. So Latlasa Yarchin, Halyar Bar Mitmanya. So it's 48. 48, he has 48 grandchildren. He had in those 3 months. The who, change that word, Shisa. And he himself had 6 kids. He himself had 6 kids. That's 48 plus 6 is 54. Hacham Shin Varba. Vitamino Sehon, and then he had 8 already from beforehand. 8 from beforehand. So altogether, Eshtin Vitrei. So that's why 62 altogether. Hadu, Dechsiv, Shisha, Mishnayim, La'oved, Edom. We already had all of them there. If you look in the quote from the Gra. So in the Mishpat Zohav, which is a collection, use it in the some of the Navi Shiurim. So Rav lives in Yerushalayim. Remember, I got some of the books from his house. Rav Weiss, a Likut on Navi. So he quotes from the Gra. That Deres Elio on the that quotes from the Medrash. Sheomrim shenoldu shnayim b'kol chodesh. Right, like we just saw, right? The two per month. So according to our version of the story, they saw they kept having babies in these 3 months. But if you look elsewhere in Chazal, if you look in the Bavli, it means that they had 6 tuplets. That's what it means. How did they know? Right? Pregnancies are longer. If the nace wasn't that they just had a kid every other week, but it was just regular pregnancies, but they just had you, they had 6 tuplets, say, how they know in 3 months? They were just at the beginning. They were just the beginning of their pregnancy. If they see they were pregnant with 6 kids. So says the Gra, Kivan Shem Hayu Shisha Ubarim Berechem Hayu Ha'iber Gadol Kolkach. They saw they were huge. Ache Afilu Shlosha Chadashim Hayanikar. They saw the pregnancies, you know, way before 3 months. V'yado Sheish Kan Shisha Ubarim. V'kol Achaz Teile Shisha Bekeres Echad. That's one idea. How they know? Because they were really pregnant. And then he quotes from his brother. He says, a different shot. He says he heard the Maisa Sheis Parsim, the story. There was a certain city, and there was a terrible gzeira against that city. And there was a tzaddik that came, that he says, if you promise me, whatever, a certain, Asklum Kesef, I'll write a letter to the authorities, and, it'll be to be Mavatal Gzeira. Yifal Bashan Lashad Gzeira. But Naslo Asklum Bashibike, so they gave him the money. Right? The day after they gave the money, a letter came from the Caesar revoking the Gzeira. But they saw the letter had been sent out before they gave the money. So they go back to the tzaddik and they say, give us back the money. You didn't do anything. The letter was ready in the mail before we even paid you. And they came to in front of the Marsham to ask, and the Marsham says, "Ein lo raya l'davar zeh mi'ashas. I have no raya from Shas for this, but I have a raya from Shmuel Beis. From Shmuel Beis. Why? Beis Obed Edom. Shekasev shalashlosha chadashim yoldu. It says that they gave birth. The 6 tuplets, so they gave her kerzachal. If he said tzarach lomar, if they're giving birth, it must be that they were pregnant 6 months ago. They were pregnant 6 months ago. The pregnancy already happened months before. Right? And that's the Kadosh Baruch has everything worked out. Because the guy says, because Hashem knew that you would pay me, so that way, amazing. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Bar Zavda, Ksiv, Finikrash. Now, getting back to the halacha, what did the Mishnah say? Only one woman has to do Yibra Chalitza. Only one that potters the rest. The Pasuk says, Finikrash Shmo be Yisrael, base Chalutz Hanoal. The Karbonet that says the word base is extra. Base Shehunita, but Chalitza Achas. You only need one Chalitza for the group. Afba be Yakein, you only need the same thing by Yibam. Right, Yibam, you only have to do Yibam to one of them, and the others are off. Chalitza poter, ubiya poter, because we compare. K'mod Adam Rabbi Chalitza Kain, just like you say by Chalitza, only one is needed. Adam Rabbi Bia, Kain Adam Rabbi Bia, so too by Bia. Ma'u laha'arim. Very unclear. What does laha'arim mean? We'll go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, could the Gadol, the Mishnah said that the Gadol could marry all of them. Could the Gadol marry all of them and then divorce them? What if the other younger folks, the younger brothers would stay married to them? Would you still say Gadol Liyabe? Maybe he wants to be Zoche and all the Nechasim of the Mace? Right? So what's that? So V'chir be Tarfon. So the Gemara says, V'chir be Tarfon Avim shall call Yisrael Loharim. Didn't Rabbi Tarfon? Wasn't he Marim? It's like he's called Avihen shall call Yisrael. He's called the Av. What do Rabbi Tarfon once do? Kidei Shlosh Mios Nashim Bimei Ravon Amanas Lachilim Betruma. It was a famine. Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen. He was Mekadesh, hundreds of women, so they could eat Truma. Because Truma, you know, there's plenty of Truma, there are not too many people, so he was Mekadesh. So, Arusas. And then what happened? After the famine, he divorced them. So don't you see from there that you're allowed to be Marim, so to speak? You're allowed to do this? So Gemara says, no, there he did it for a good reason. Taman in Kalachas V'achas Riyal Lochal Truma. All those other women were Benos Yisrael. So it was a good reason why Rabbi Tarfon did it. Baram hacha kol echad vecha reli amid. But here, each brother could do yibum. So it could be that, you know, the oldest brother shouldn't do yibum to all of them. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishmael avdin lekach. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishmael also did this ha'arama type of thing for a good reason. Period. Halacha Yigimel. Hamachir es grusha. So now we're getting into the world. Says the Gemara Mishnah. Hamachir es grusha. So if somebody divorces his wife, that woman is then married to someone else. We know that it's this. You're not allowed to take back that wife if she was married to somebody else in between. What if he did? He was machzer grushaso. Vanos yas chalutzaso, or he married his chalutza. Vanos yas krovas chalutzaso, or the relative is chalutza. These are all lavim. Yosef avlan mamzer divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one, if you remember, who holds yish mamzer mechayvi lavin. Even if it's only chayvi lavin, there's mamzeris. Vacham omrim ain't avlan mamzer. No, there's no vlad from mamzeris from lavin. Umodim benos yas krovas grushaso shavlan mamzer. He agrees, but if somebody marries the relative of their grusha, then the vlad's a mamzer, because grushaso was like ishto. There is mamzer as chayvi krisus. And therefore there would be mamzeris from that. Hamachzer is grushaso v'chulu. Rabbi Chiya b'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, hamachzer is grushaso v'mishin. Nisei is pasul min ha'kuna. If somebody's machzer grushaso, so then they can no longer marry a kohen. Says the Gemara, that's funny. Belo kach in pasul min ha'kuna. What do you mean? He divorces his wife, she marries somebody else in between, and then he takes her back. Oh, now she's pasul. What do you mean? When he divorced her, she was already pasul ha'kuna. A grusha can't marry a kohen. Forget taking her back. Ella psula milacha v'truma. It means that she can't eat truma. A grusha is allowed to eat truma if she's a bas kohen, right? She could go back to her father's house and eat truma. But here the pshat is that if he takes her back, then he passels her milacha v'truma. Her daughter is kasha l'kuhuna. Just she's psula. My taima ki soeva he. He so Eva, vein Vlad to Eva. Special limud that only she has a status, but the daughter of a machzer grushaso is not nifseles likihuna. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll get into mamzeres b'ezras Hashem next time.